Good morning. Today is July 10th, Gimel Av, and we're holding in Simen Tav Pei Dalid. Simen Tav Pei Dalid. Misha writes the last as a Seder B'Habibotim. We discussed yesterday. This can be a really practical application to one the unfortunate situation that exists in Klal Yisrael, where if people don't know how to perform a Seder, then one has to perform the Seder for them. Do you make the bracha every single time you go to the other houses? Do you have them make the bracha? Well, they can make the bracha, so how are they going to accustom themselves? So that's today's discussion. Mechaber says, Man deboi levruche betrei oi betlas bati, one who wants to make a bracha in two or three houses, says the Mishnah Brura. Mishum she'ein bahem mishe edele kaddish v'loimer ha'gadah. As we said yesterday, people don't know how to make Kiddush. They don't know how to perform the mitzvahs of ha'gadah, of reading the words, of saying the words. They don't know what to do. So what do you do? Mevarech v'reish v'beisei. First you make the bracha in your house. V'ochil, and you eat. Kol ma'idit tzrich, everything which is required for you to fulfill the mitzvah. Mevarech b'erchas ha'mazon, and then you bench. Says the Mishmur Sif Kadin Beis, we saw this already yesterday, Mevarech Berchaz Bereisho, and you first make the bracha in your house. Hainu, Shemekadish V'Aymer Haggadah. You make Kiddush and you say the Haggadah. Hakol Kaseder. Everything in the regular order, you perform that. That's how you do it. V'Aychel Matzo Morah V'Afikoyim Ad Berchaz Amozen. And you eat the Matzo and the Morah, and the Afikoyim as well. Sifkat and Gimel, or Mevarech, Berchas Amazon, you bench. V'shoyse HaKoyis, and you drink the third cup of wine as well. V'loy, Berchas Amazon, Os L'Akor, Mim Koymoy, Leilech, Makamache, we saw this yesterday. Without benching, one cannot pick himself up and go to a different house to perform the mitzvahs, help them perform the mitzvahs of the Seder in the other house. Basically, we're talking about a Kirov situation where unfortunately, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. Even if your intention is to eat there more, you still have to bench first. This is where we left off yesterday. Now the Mechari says, now you're in house number two. You already finished the Seder. You fulfilled your mitzvahs. You benched. You did up until benching. You go now. You make a bracha lechol chad v'chad v'vesei. You make the brachas again. Why are you making the brachas again? And how can you make the brachas? You're making the brachas because they don't know how to make the brachas. How can you make the brachas? If you already fulfilled the mitzvah, so there's a halacha called arvas. Arvas means that kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. We're all connected. That being the case, this we'll see applies here, that we're all connected in regards to the mitzvahs besides mitzvahs hananin, besides a mitzvah that you get pleasure out of. We'll explain what that means. Just another point to mention here, and that we'll see, is that if another Jew has not performed his mitzvah, it's to some degree as if I did not perform my mitzvah. So that's what connects us. Since we're all one, it's very timely for the 9 days, the achdus that we require so much, we need. So since another Jew did not perform his mitzvah, I can make a bracha, even though I made my bracha earlier for myself. All mitam arvas because of the connection that we're all connected. Says the Mishnah Rusev Kadin Dalev, V'hadim Mavarich Atzuloyma. Shemekadish lahem u'mavarich lahem gam b'yrei pri ha'gofen. U'mavarich lahem b'irchas karpas. V'aymer lefneim ha'hagadah u'birchas koysheni. V'gam b'irchas ha'moitzi u'birchas achilas matzah u'morur. The Mishnah Brura is telling us that the person who knows how to make the brachas, is going from house to house to perform the Seder for different people. Yes, someone mentioned yesterday, wouldn't it be better if everybody's in one house together? Yeah, well, they can't fit in one house, and that's not the situation. So he will be making all the brachas, the kiddush, the bracha on the karpas, the bracha on the matzah, the haggadah, the kais sheni, everything. Achilas matzah, morer. Now the Mishnah Berurah is asking a question. What's his question? Even though, in regards to other birchas anenin, a bracha that you derive benefit from, kaimulon, we know the halacha is shein yochel uvarich la'achirim elohim kein yehena imahin. One cannot make the bracha for them unless elohim kein yehena imahin, unless he derives benefit with them. Shiny birchas alechem shel matzah bekiddush hayoyim sheheim chayva. The brachas of matzah and kiddush are different. In other words, you're deriving benefit from this. You enjoy, the brachas of birchas alechem and matzah fall into the category of birchas nenin. Now, the person making the bracha, is he drinking? The answer is no. Why is he not drinking? Why is he not eating the matzah? Because he ate afikoman. He ate his afikoman. Now's not the time or place, but I'll just mention it anyway. I do that sometimes. There are certain people who have a mindset that if you do kiruv, so then, there's a halacha. Mishum kiruv yochol la sosakol. I'm making up a halacha. It doesn't exist. Don't quote me on that. In other words, for kiruv, you could do anything. You could break all the rules for kiruv. Unfortunately, there's such a mindset that exists. That's not true. Now, there are leniencies, there are definitely leniencies that do exist, don't get me wrong, 100%. But we see this simon over here is very straightforward. A person has to know what are the halachas. And since the one who's being mitzi everyone, the one who's making the bracha for everyone, he already ate afikoman, he cannot eat again. Because of the halacha of not to eat after the afikoman. So he says, "Shiny berachas alechem lechem is different. Shel matzah v'kiddush hayom shehim choyva. They're a requirement. They're an obligation. Hilkoch yochel levarich lahoitzi achirim. One can make a bracha and include other people in that bracha. Af she'eino nehena, even though he will not derive benefit from it. V'chein berachas hayirakos choshev gam ki mitzvah v'yochel lahoitzi achirim. The berachas yirakos." The karpas, what he's referring to, is also considered to be a mitzvah to do, to perform. That's why he is permitted to make this bracha and to mitzi others. Because once again, normally speaking, if one is not going to be benefiting from the birchas anenin, let's give an example. Let's say karpas was not a mitzvah. So I'm making a bracha on the vegetable, on hadamah. So I would, if I'm being mitzi you, I would have to eat from it. But here it's saying it's a berachas anenin, it's a berachas a mitzvah. And it's a din like a mitzvah as well, because it's a choiv. So even though it is a berachas anenin means you derive hana, benefit from it. But there's the requirement to do this mitzvah, so therefore you are obligated to do it. You, the Baal HaBayis, can be mitzi others, even though you're not eating. Okay, now let's continue in the Mechaber, and he's going to continue going through this whole process of what is done, what is not done, how do we do it properly. So we're still on the top line, the last four words in the line, where it says, after you make the brachas, l'chol chad v'chad b'beisei, v'shosei in who, they will drink, kosa de kiddusho, they will drink the kiddush, uda gadato, and v'achle yarki matzah, and the haggadah, they'll say, you make the bracha, and you say it for them. V'achle, and then they ate the vegetables and the matzah. V'ihu loy achle v'shosi badayu. And once again, he is not eating and drinking with them. V'shavik lohu l'migmar sudasayhu, v'varchi inhu b'chaz amazayn. V'shavik ilahu, and then he's going to let them the migmar sudaisha to finish their suda, mavarchi inhu, and then they will he'll bless for them, make the bracha for them, the berachas amazon, v'ilayadi yikra mila b'mila. If they don't know how to bench, So now we come to something which we didn't mention yet. If they don't know how to bench, he will say benching with them, mila b'mila. V'hadar oz l'beisa achrina. Then he'll go to his second house, v'avid hachi, and perform the seder for him now a third time. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. As many starim as he's able to perform. Of course, you know, he does have a time frame. You know, after chatzos, you know, I'm saying they have to eat dafi kamin also halachically the first night, especially, of course, before chatzos. But he's going to a second house and a third house to perform the seder for them. V'hadar oz l'beise, then he goes back to his house. V'gomer halelo, he finishes the halel. The shasu kosa the halelo, then he drinks the fourth cup of wine, the cup of the halel. Now, what happens if he wants to reverse the order? What does it mean to reverse the order? Until now, we discussed, he first performed the Seder in his house, and then he went to their house. What happens if he first goes, he wants to go to their house, and then come to his house afterwards? Says the Mechaber, V'iboy la'akdumei lahanuch batei bereisho, if he wants to go to those houses first, barich lehu v'loi achir v'loi toim, he makes the bracha for them, and he does not eat, and he does not taste. V'ahadir ozir lebeisei u'mekadish, then he goes back to his house, and he makes the kiddush. V'miyeretze yigma hakol bebeisoi, if he wants, he can finish everything in his house, v'achakach hilich lekadish babatim achirim, if he wants, he can finish everything with chilavat soif from beginning to end in his house, and then he will go to their houses and he will not eat or drink. Says the Mishru Sif Katan Hey Yarke Haino Kabra Samara. We mentioned that he will make the bracha and the kiddush and say the halal, and they will eat the karpas and the maror. Sif Katan Vav. V'ihu, and this person who knows how to make the brachas, loy ochel, will not eat. Why? Shaharei kivar ochel afikoyman. Because he already ate afikoyman. V'ozul loy litam shuv. And he is forbidden to taste anything after afikoyman, just like any halacha, any situation, when one cannot eat after afikoyman. V'kedelal simen tafayin ches, v'gam shtia osul l'kul yama. So to drinking is also according to everyone. Sherry hu oimei, the bein koi shlishi l'rvi, because he is in between the third and fourth cups of wine, so he can't drink wine either, as we learned earlier. V'kanal simen tafayin tes. Mavarchi in hu b'chas amazayin, aval hu az l'varach b'shvilon b'chas amazayin. They bench, but he is not able to bench for them. Why? Sherry hu oimei, bein koi shlishi l'rvi, v'kanal b'simen. Down one. Thank you. Went up a line. Ma'ila Makodesh. Okay. Because Avahu also Lavarech Bishvila Mechas Amozin. The Mechas Amozin Ein Lahoitzi Acher El Imkain Ochom Eschayev Gamkain. Why can he not bench for them? I mean, he's making every other bracha for them. Why can't he bench for them? So once again, he didn't eat. He's not required to bench. He can't bench for them. There's no connection over here that would permit him to bench for them. It says, you will eat, you'll be satiated, and then you'll bench. Very basic. The one that ochal, the one that ate, who yivarech, he should make the bracha. But he didn't eat, so he won't make the bracha. So what should he do? They don't know how to bench. What should they do? Yikra mila b'mila. So you say it word for word. You say the benching word for word with them. You teach them how to bench. Baruch, baruch. Ato, ato. Hashem, Hashem. All the way through. V'im yanu acharov. The Mishnah says they will answer afterwards. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a concern of a bracha of a tola? Do you have to say, baruch, ato, ha, ah, ah. They say to you, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. You know, I had to with my little children sometimes. If you don't want to say Hashem's name, say Hashem's name. You're teaching them. You're allowed to. It's not a problem. It's chinuch. Here is chinuch, not just for the 5-year-old, the 4-year-old, but it's for the adult as well. Unfortunately, they didn't learn yet. So now you teach them. Simple as that. Not a bracha levatol, not a problem. Techo shekoyre mila b'mila v'ha'acher oyne imay loy have a bracha levatola. If you say word for word with them, and the other person answers after you, it is not a bracha levatola. Af al pi sheyotze mikfar, even though you personally have already fulfilled your obligation. Taharei hurak milamdoi levarich, because he's teaching him to make a bracha. In number 8, in the dirshu, in the left column, he tells us, v'chein, kishemalami tinaikis levarich brachis kedei lahagilim bekach, when you teach children, in Simon Reish Tezvav, in Sifkon Yedalit, it says, shemutur loy lahaskas Hashem, the ainzil of Atola, you are permitted to mention the Shem Hashem, and it's not a brach of Atola, sharei al-korchoch tzrichim lilmoy dimohem, because you're obligated to teach them, we have an obligation. That to make the mistake. Yes, unfortunately, I was thinking the same thing. That bar mitzvahs bachrim, sometimes they get up there and they baruch. Yeah, but they say Hashem all the time. Not all the time. Shouldn't say all the time. But they say Hashem, and then of course. That gets a stir to see who's awake and listening, and because everybody responds, "Oh!" You know, they all, and then the little boy is all frightened. What did I do wrong? You know, he's not sure. It started. Okay. Anyway, back in sight. V'layachil sifkot entes. So he himself will not eat because, let's see, we're holding here. Sifkot entes, the Mechaber says, Baruch lehu v'layachil v'laytam. Once again, he will not be eating because he already ate. The Asulutim Kaidman Kiddush. So in this case, when he is, it's reversed. He went straight to their house. He figured, listen, if I go eat first, that's not the best type of Kiruv. They're waiting for me to start the Seder. I'll go to them first, I'll come home afterwards. So I'm just giving you a scenario. So then he cannot taste anything because he's not being yoytzu over there with the kiddush. He's going to have his seder in his house. Because also letoim kaidim kiddush, kimoshe kosis from reishayin aleph. V'michavin lotzis gam kein v'akiddush shoyim lefneihem. If he wants to be included with this kiddush, that he will say for them, it's tarich lechol sham kezayis. U'levarich berchas amazim gam kein. He will be required to eat a kezayis. And then to bench also over there. Because we know that one is required a kiddush b'makom suda. Kiddush means makom suda means that you have to have that kezayis b'makom suda. In the way you made that kiddush, you have to have that kezayis. Yigmar hakol sifkat yud. From here to yigmar hakol, if he wants, he can finish everything in his house and then go to the other houses. Afilo halal, even the halal, the end of the seder. Yiralef ala yoychal v'yishte kanal sifkat vav, and he should not eat or drink by them, just like we mentioned earlier in Sifkot and Vav. So this is a very interesting simon in regards to how a person halakhically should approach the situation of having go to other houses and help them fulfill the mitzvah. Yes. Let's begin now simon Tav Pei Hei. Din Misha Nishba Shlo Lecho Matzah. A very interesting, unique type of situation. A person who swears he's not going to eat matzah. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Omer Shvua, Shlo Yoichal Matzah Stam. Person swears, just does not specific. He says, I'm not going to eat matzah. Also Lecho Matzah below Pesach, it's also for him to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. However, Omer Shvua, Shlo Yoichal Matzah below Pesach, if he says a Shvua, that he's not going to eat matzah specifically on the night of Pesach, what's the halacha? Loike v'oichel matzah below Pesach. So loshen loike, that he gets hit. And he does eat the matzah on the night of Pesach. So we see this difference between if he says, I swear that I will not eat matzah. In that case, it's also for him to eat the matzah on the night of Pesach. He just said, in general, I won't eat matzah. We'll explain why in the Mishnah Berurah why that is. In the second case, he said, shvua shlo yoichel matzah below Pesach. He swears that he will not eat matzah lel Pesach on the night of Pesach specifically, and then in that case says Loike, he gets hit, and then he has to eat the matzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the first case in Sifkat Aleph, Shloi Oichal Matzah Stan. The person says a general shua swearing that I will not eat matzah. Beinim Amar Zekoidim HaPesach. Irrelevant of whether he made the shua before Pesach. Beinim Amar, Bein Amar Belel Pesach Gufa. Whether he said this on the night of Pesach itself. Kevon. Since he didn't make his shua specifically on the matzah mitzvah, on the shmur matzah that he'll come to fulfill his mitzvah, but with his shua, his swearing, he includes all matzah. Therefore, v'lav dafka matzah shel laila zu, not only the matzah on this night. Therefore, there's a halacha. Chayla shvuasoi. His shvua is chal. It's a real shvua. It takes halachic. Kicks in. It works. Why? The shvua chal b'kayla dvarim hamutarim im dvarim hasurim b'shei val tasa. The reason is because a shvua will work when he swears to and includes things which are permissible with things which are not permissible. And what are the things that are permissible? He's permitted to swear he doesn't want to have matzah. He's permitted to swear to say, I will not eat matzah. So that's the part which is mutarim, permissible, with parts that are not mutarim, because he should not be swearing that I cannot eat matzah on the Seder night. Once again, the shvua chal b'koilo dvarim, when he includes things hamutarim that are permissible, im dvarim asurim which are not permissible, b'sheiv al tase, when he doesn't actively go ahead and perform somebody, he sits back and he does not do. Mikomakim kotsu apoyskim the poyskim right. The mitzvah lahatir shvua soy kedei sheyuchal kai mitzvah asay dechilas matzah. Nonetheless, the poyskim say it is a mitzvah for him to matir neder. To break that shvua halachically correctly in the correct approach. Why? Because he should go ahead and perform this mitzvah. Therefore, he should go do it. He should go do it. He should do it. He should do it properly. Now, the second case is a case where he says, shvua shloi oichal matzah b'lo Pesach. A shvua that he will not eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Here, in this case, he's specific. I am not eating matzah on the night of Pesach. Either he said it before Pesach or on the night of Pesach. The came in the Omar Lel Pesach, since he said the night of Pesach, Mistama Kavanosei a matzah is mitzvah b'luchud. We're assuming his intention is specifically on the matzah that he will or should have been performing his mitzvah with. Loike, he gets malchus. What does that mean? Mishum shua shav, because making a shua shav. Dein shua chola. Advar mitzvah. His shua that he swears, I'm not going to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, that doesn't work. Why not? Because he already has a mitzvah. In number four, on the top right corner of the dershu, he says as follows, explains from the Levush. The Levush, the Talmud from the Ramah, Levush explains like this: Mi'achan shuhu kvar mushbo vo'imid mi'har Sinai lekayim es ha-mitzvah. After he's already sworn in, number four in the top right, he's already sworn in to perform the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ech yishava levatla. How can he swear to nullify this mitzvah? How is his shvua, his swearing that he's making, I'm not going to eat matzah the night of Pesach, how is that a stronger shvua than the shvua he's already counted he has to do in the first place? How is it? So, he continues and says, Da'adarab, harishayna hi chamura. The first one is stronger. Shari Kaledas is Chayvus the Kaim es Kol HaTorah Kula, because it includes with it the Chayvus, the obligation to fulfill the whole entire Torah. So basically, we just explained from the Levush why a person who swears not to do a mitzvah, that's irrelevant. He made a shuah shov. He still has to do the mitzvah, because he was already obligated from beforehand. Let's finish the simon here. If he says a lashon of a neder, that he made it like the matzah asur to him. In other words, there's something called a chetza negavra. The gavra means the mensch himself. Gavra, gavra. He himself cannot take himself out of that obligation. But the chetza, he can forbid something on him. So if he says a lashon of a koy name, he makes it like a carbon, he makes it like it's hektish. He's saying that matzah is also to me. Then also b'achilas matzah. Then it's also from tita matzah. The neder chal advar mitzvah. Because a neder, not a shul, but a neder, a vow in English, will work on a dvar mitzvah. Im omar shvua shaloi oichal moror shal mitzvah. So basically, just to go back in that last line we said, if that would be the case, he should definitely be matir neder. He has to be matir neder. To make sure he eats the matzah. Im omar shvua shaloi oichal moror shal mitzvah. If he says, I swear I'm not going to eat the moror of the mitzvah. Also, b'achilas moror, the moror b'zman ezed rabbanon, u'shvua chaylo mitzvah rabbanon. So if he makes a shvua on the mitzvah rabbanon, not to perform the mitzvah rabbanon, it will work, and it will be also to eat that moror. So too by dal koisis, which are also the rabbanon. Mikomokim koifin oisoy sheyishal shivosoy. The truth is, though, we force him to sheyishal shivosoy, which means he should ask. He goes to the Talmud Chacham, and he has to ask the Talmud Chacham for a way out, a Pesach, an exit door, how to get out of the Shvua, which we're not getting into right now. Uadin im amar Shvua shloi oicha matzah b'lo sheni. So if he says a Shvua that he's not going to eat matzah on the second night, shugam came midrabanan l'didon, is also midrabanan, second night of Pesach, the bekinan, the bekivya diarcha, because we're experts on in the calendar. The nami chaylov aser is also going to take effect, and it's forbidden for him to eat it, the matzah on the second night. Here also, we would force him to make sure he breaks this shvua in order to perform the mitzvah. We'll stop.